This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
He's got you.
Shouldn't we be lighting the incense in here?
It's on its way. I think that's what we do now. We should. We're going to get that. I'm going to get that for you for Christmas. For
I
sure.
want to be under the spell.
That's given. You're getting it for Christmas. Just know it's arriving. To figure out how I can get it to you so that no one else gets it. And hey, Dad, what's this?
Somebody light it at your own, like, oh.
Yeah, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance.
That thing got a warning label and age. For, if you're not 21, it's 21 and 25 and older.
The warning label is
25
pretty,
and older.
It's pretty simple. Hour number three on a football Thursday. It's a football every day, isn't it?
Yep.
But on a Thursday in New York City, it's hour number three, Bart Scott. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour,
hour. That it is. It's been a long day for you. As Thursdays for you are get up.
Yeah, I got another show.
Appearances. What are you doing after this? SNY?
Yep.
Little Jets action?
Meh.
All right. So you're a busy day. But this morning on Get Up, you guys talk a lot of football, of course, and you have, you know, your takes on different things, and we like to collect them, play them back on our show, and give you a chance to either expand upon it, walk it back, or maybe just explain yourself. And we'll do that in what we call Bart's Bits.
Time for Bart's Bits. On Bart and Hahn.
All right, let's begin with your take on the Cowboys. And there's a lot of criticism of Dak Prescott lately, and is he doing too much? Is he trying too much? So the simple question is, what do the Cowboys need from Dak?
Well, we need him to be a professional. We need him to be a franchise quarterback. He needs to facilitate the offense, take care of the football. You know, he can't turn the ball over. These are all mistakes that will get you beat in a playoff game and definitely get you beat by a team that you're not supposed to lose to. Mm-hmm. You saw that almost was the case last week. You know, Dak Prescott's going to have to prove. This is where he earns his money. This is where he shows everybody that, listen, I'm a force multiplier. I'm a guy that when the team isn't playing well, I can pull us out of the depths and get her done.
Cowboys at Jaguars on Sunday.
Dangerous game.
A game that they should win on paper, but as you're calling it, a dangerous game. And Trevor Lawrence playing really well.
Yeah, you want to be a five seed, too. You talk about Trevor Lawrence in the last couple of weeks. I think he has something like he's only hit, you know, that defense has like 9 or 10 turnovers in the last three games. Last week, he was over 300 yards passing. He's starting to figure it out. You know, Doug Peterson is starting to figure out what he does well. Christian Kirk, who we made a lot of, you know, headlines.
He made a lot about the contract, yeah, but he's been producing.
Yeah, he's been good, man. And remember, this was a team that went all in and spent a lot of money bringing in Brandon Scherff, you know, going out, making a trade for Trayvon Walker, the first overall pick. Already had Josh Allen out there, the defensive end, Josh Allen, who was a first-round draft pick for them. So now they're all coming together. Travis Etienne, you know, has one of the highest, you know, yards per carry. He's been banged up. But, you know, this is a real live dog. This is a live dog this week. And, you know, if you need to ask anybody, just talk about the domination that they had of the Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. who we all know is a tough out every time you show up and play a Mike Vrabel coached football team.
So a big game for Dak to silence some of the critics and a big game for the Cowboys to keep pace, of course, with the Eagles. All right. Next from Get Up, Bart Scott talking about something. We talked about this earlier in the show, but let's bring it back. And that's Tom Brady. And while Rob Gronkowski thinks he could return to New England, Bart Scott has a better place for him to go.
I think the best place for him to go is to, you know, go back home, full circle, right? Go home. That's the beautiful story. I don't think Tom Brady wants to go.
Where is home?
San Francisco.
Okay, to be clear. You don't mean New England. You mean where he grew up.
Yeah, go back home. I think he goes home, and I think he brings the title for his home team. It'd be a great year. He'll be there. His family is there. His mom and dad is there. So it'll be close. He'll be able to win a game. He'll be on a roster that can protect him. He'll be able to just hand the ball off and be carried to a Super Bowl. You know, Tom has done most of the carrying. He needs his Peyton Manning. It was about the team, and he just held on to the steering wheel type of Super Bowl. Then he can ride off into the sunset.
Now, is this just hypothetical for you, or do you kind of believe this could happen when you consider that the Niners have all the pieces it takes to win a Super Bowl? What they don't have yet is the quarterback. They have Mr. Irrelevant now starting for them. And again, Brock Purdy has played well so far, but it's still a guy that you took last in the draft. And then, you know, while Trey Lance was somebody you traded up for, he did not yet look ready. And next year, you know, the clock might be ticking on this regime to say, can you guys get this thing done, win a Super Bowl? So can you really see this happening?
I do, and I'm not just like, you know, trying to be hot takey, but it makes sense, right? When you think about what, you know, Shanahan said when he was all googly eyes over him when they faced each other a couple of weeks ago. You know, it didn't sound, oh, Chime is spinning it better than I've ever seen him spin it before. Well, if you got that much infatuation about him and respect for his game, right, in his game, then could you imagine what he can do in your system with your ability to protect him and really only ask Tom to be great in spurts because of the surrounding pieces around him? So, to me, I can definitely see it. Who's going to tell Tom Brady no if he says he wants to come home? That's worth his weight in gold just for the ticket sales itself. You know, let alone like, you know, the local hero coming home and trying to win a game, win a Super Bowl for a team that hasn't won one in a long time.
Yeah,
that's fell short not once but twice. Fell, you know, short under Harbaugh. Fell short under Shanahan. Close only counts in horseshoes.
Not in football. All right, another topic that has been a big topic throughout this whole week. And really, the last couple of weeks, you have been critical of the Dolphins and how they're going to handle this stretch of games. You said these three games coming up that you thought they were going to lose all three. Well, so far they've lost two. Those were out in the West Coast. The weather wasn't so bad. But now they had – this is our first Saturday football, by the way, in the NFL. We've got three games for you on the 17th. After tonight, of course, Thursday Night Football, you got the Niners and the Seahawks. Colts and the Vikings, Ravens and the Browns, and then at night in Buffalo – it'll be under 30 degrees. There could be some precipitation. 8:15 p.m. is the kickoff. The Dolphins at the Bills. And Bart Scott believes the Finns are in trouble.
When you're going to play outside in bad weather, what do you usually do? You have wet ball drills to prepare for it, right? It's nothing you can do in Miami to prepare for playing in those type of elements. And it's things, it's not just mental, it's physical, because something happens to the football when it gets cold. It gets hard and it becomes extremely slick because the oil from the ball comes out and it makes it slick. So you have to consider maybe wearing a glove or maybe figuring out how you're going to, you know, account for it. Secondly, you have to figure out what you're going to do as far as your footwear, because what happens is when those little beads and BBs get hard, they become like ice. So coming out of breaks and cutting, you have to learn how to sink your hips when you come out of a cut because you lose your footing. So you talk about guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle that hasn't played on those type of surfaces, not being able to run certain type of routes. So it's all the things that you have to be able to consider when you're playing in cold weather games. They don't have experience in it, so they don't know what to do.
And what we've seen from them this week with this narrative now surrounding them is you see the head coach wearing a t-shirt saying, I wish it was colder. Tua talking about how you can't think about it. You can't, if you think about it, you'll be distracted. So don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. It sounds like he's thinking about it a lot, because he's also telling a story about how last offseason he actually went to Maryland with his brother and it was snow on the ground and it was like 20 something degrees and I felt fine playing outside in that weather. So he thinks he'll do fine.
I've seen snow before.
So you think otherwise.
Yeah. Good luck with that. And behind the base of all that, right? The elements, the surface, the ball, the Heat, they playing a good football team that should be a little pissed off because at the beginning of the season, it was their elements and the heat and humidity that was their downfall, as they couldn't get guys back on the field as they were cramping up and having heat sicknesses. Well, how about frostbite on your extremities? Take that with you.
Yeah. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff, too.
50-degree difference. Right. So it's going to be close to the low. So whatever the low is supposed to be,
that's what it's going to
go
be.
Go lower.
Go lower. And that's that. All right, let's go back to the Cowboys conversation as we finish things up with Bart's bits, his takes from Get Up this morning, because this is now, well, we talked about it yesterday, Micah Parsons talking about Jalen Hurts. Is it system or is it Hurts? Is it the team around him or is it him? About the MVP conversation. And then, you know, the Eagles heard it. They don't like it, so they're now clapping back. And you say on Get Up, this is great for football. This is great for the NFL because this is what it's about.
That is passive aggressive right there.
From who?
From both sides. Uh-huh. Listen, this is all the smoke right here. Listen, and that's how football is supposed to be. I don't want to be your friends. I'm so tired of these dudes changing jerseys, pleasantries, signing messages.
I didn't like you, Bart.
Praying
I didn't like
other.
You.
Choke the hell out of someone. I don't forget
now
you.
Now we have to work
okay,
together.
Okay, nothing about you. You suck and it's about your team. I don't care when we play you. Listen, I just hope they don't do this whole roughing the passer stuff. If you want to play football, let's play football. We need to see some nastiness.
Now we don't get a lot of this in the NFL anymore. Yeah. There are fan rivalries. There are always going to be the fan rivalries. That exists between fans. But we really just haven't seen teams that have an animosity for each other like your days in the AFC North when everybody hated each other, when the Steelers would play Renegade and you guys would be there with your backs up, you know, where you'd go into Baltimore and know what you were facing in Baltimore against the Ravens. Like, there was just something different back then. Like, I don't think we have it anymore in the NFL, but it might be brewing between these two teams in the NFC East.
Right. I mean, who would have thought in the world of, like, sports – that the toughest rivalry in sports would be the Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns.
How about that?
I mean, it's so disrespectful to the game of football that you see more smoke and flagrant fouls between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, what, is this football? Is this not football? Physical contact sport. Gladiator sport. But Gladiator's about blood and guts.
Right.
And I ain't seen no blood or no guts last time I see people following each other and being penalized for full body weight. You damn right I try to put my whole body weight on. I try to push his ass through the damn turf. That's what football is supposed to be a damn about. Ain't about laying on him softly, laying him down okay. Are you okay? Can I help you up? I didn't hurt your shoulder. I don't care about your shoulder. Your shoulder don't belong to my team.
All true.
Screw your damn rotator cuff. I hope it burn in hell.
Right, because you're trying to get a win. It's December football. It's time. I got to make the playoffs. I need that bonus.
Yeah, if he dies, he dies.
Mm-hmm. That's the mood it is right now. And now we see something brewing, which is nice because we don't see enough of it in the NFL anymore between the Eagles and the Cowboys. That fan base already has that smoke, but now we're seeing it between the players as well. Coming up, Week 15 kicks off tonight with a big win, a big game in the NFC. We'll discuss, can the Niners win the NFC with Brock Purdy? Can they really do it? Can he continue this Cinderella story? Mr. Irrelevant becoming very relevant. We'll get to that and more in a few seconds. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Brock Purdy, questionable, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
First game, second game, he questionable.
Cut me, Mick. I don't need that rib. Just cut it off.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts holiday gift guide.
You want to take a moment?
Yeah, I'm here. It's here with something for everyone on the list. Get gifts starting at under $10. The gift guide has everything you are looking for, including gloves, tools, accessories, license plate frames, and more. For the hard to buy for person on your list, shop our gift guide in store at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Get an encore tomorrow. Need y'all to raw. We do what need that. We need you to raw. One more time. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. The number. We've got calls to get to. We will. But you know what? We got tonight. Interesting game.
Yeah, man.
If you think about it, the Niners, you look at them as the team, no matter what. Even with their third-string quarterback, you believe in them.
Yep.
The Seahawks took an L last week that was one of those, like, I don't like, you know, like, that's that first, like, I don't like that. That's a bad sign.
Carolina?
Yeah, that's a bad sign they lost that game. But it's interesting to watch the Seahawks for the rest of the season because they came into the year after trading Russell Wilson thinking this is a reset and they're probably going to go into the draft looking for a quarterback. But after Geno Smith played the way he has played this season, the question is, did they find their quarterback? What is Geno Smith's future with the Seahawks? Here's Brady Henderson, ESPN NFL Nation Seahawks reporter.
I think it's uncertain. And, you know, a lot of people might assume that, well, the Seahawks have found, you know, their quarterback. And look, whatever happens to Geno after this season, let's just pause and acknowledge that this is one of the wildest stories that we've seen in a long time. I think it might be the story of the year in the NFL, or at least it's up there. I don't know if they're going to be able to agree on a price. I know that they're going to want him back, and they're going to try really hard to do that. But I wonder if they might view everything that's happened in the past 4 months between Russell Wilson leaving their system and falling flat on his face, and Geno Smith, meanwhile, going from a backup for the past seven seasons to a Pro Bowl caliber starter. I wonder if they're going to view that as to some degree a reflection of their system.
I mean, he's 30. What is he? 32 years old. He's had a phenomenal year. I mean, his completion percentage is over 70%.
Yeah.
3,500 passing yards, 25 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. His rating is 106.8. But here's the thing, though, that game against the Panthers was his first sort of like, is he the guy? Because he was at, you know, 58% completion percentage. Like, all of a sudden, like, he wasn't as.
Yeah, but that's not always.
No, it's not always on
quarterback.
You.
So.
But when you're, if you're an organization like that, he had threw two picks. If you're an organization like that, and you're like, are we really buying in that the 32-year-old guy is our guy for the next how many years? Amount of years, right?
I got a name for you.
Is that the way to go? Like, you are looking for every reason to say, no, he's not. Now we can move on.
One, what do you believe? How do you believe in the quarterback class?
According to, Todd McShay believes in them. It's Mel Kiper who doesn't. Remember, we talked to Mel Kiper last week.
So what's your evaluation? And also, you have to ask yourself, listen, this is how.
Well, could you draft one and then have Geno as sort of like, okay, you can carry us for a year and let this guy who maybe isn't quite ready yet, but we see great potential in, maybe you do that?
Maybe. I mean, you can stay longer than that, but, you know, I got a name.
And they're going to have a high draft pick.
I got a name of somebody that played for a long time that changed his stripes. It's Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
Rich Gannon went there. He took the Raiders to the Super Bowl. He won MVP after, you know, being pretty much a journeyman type of quarterback.
Right.
So he was able to do that. So Geno Smith, you know, you can say, okay, well, he's 32 years old. What that tells me is I can get through a whole contract with a guy that has no scar tissue because he's been holding a clipboard for the betterment of 8 years. So now if he becomes my starter, I should be able to get 5 years out of him. He still got a lot of tread on the tires.
So you believe then that they could?
Because you don't play this well if it's a system. You don't play this well if it's just, you're not just a flash in the pan like that. Like, this is legit. And maybe it was legit a long time ago, and he just didn't get an opportunity to show it. But you got to believe what you're seeing out of Geno Smith. It's too consistent week in and week out. This week 14, you name one time in which you believe that maybe he didn't live up to expectations. Other than that, you just said 71% completion rate. Turnovers are down. You talk about he's thrown, like, I think he's fourth in the league in throwing touchdown passes.
In 25.
I mean, so what are we talking about? Like, yeah. What else do you need to believe? If you believe what you believe in Daniel Jones, how can you not believe in Geno Smith as a comeback player of the year? If you got the comeback player of the year, how can you not think that that's grounds to build off of a guy that's 32 but really 26 or 27 because he ain't got hit because he's been sitting over there chewing sunflower seeds for 8 years?
Yeah, and right now, I mean, they're sitting, I believe, with they would have, because Denver is just so bad.
They got a tough schedule.
Number two pick.
Yeah.
Is Denver just has been horrible.
Yeah, go get
and
some.
And so you could – do whatever you want. You can go get a great defensive player,
yeah,
or you can get a quarterback and then just say, all right, he and Geno are in competition, and we'll let it go from there. And Geno can either...
Well, if that's what you feel, if he got, you say, number two pick?
They have the number two. Right now, I think they're slotted at number two because of that feel. Denver's been so bad.
That's how it. You feel. I'll move down. Because, you know, if you go down to three, you know that Chicago ain't taking no quarterback. They got Justin Fields. They're taking Will Anderson.
Right.
So move down and get you two first-round draft picks so Russell Wilson can be the gift that keeps on giving. So you end up with three first-round draft picks in 1 year like the Jets had last year almost.
It certainly is interesting. I mean, it's just something to watch. Again, it's a good game tonight to watch going forward because for both teams it's really good storylines here, no doubt about that. Just so you know, Shefty is reporting that Brock Purdy is expected to start tonight. So, as I mentioned, if there's a rib that's bothering him, take it out. I've worked too hard to come to this point to let one rib
put some barbecue sauce
slow me down. Right, exactly. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get back to the conversation. We've talked a lot about MVP today. Merv is in Jersey, wants to do that with us. Merv? Merv.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
Sorry, I was in the bank. You guys are killing me, though, with the incense. Real quick, Bart, I know this has to be hurting you too, talking about Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
It does. That's why I'm telling people that I call balls and strikes, bro. Like, I got in all kind of fights. I can't, but I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm not going to let my personal feelings get involved in my assessment and my analysis.
Yeah. Do you think they got another playoff run like last year?
I think they do. I mean, they won 6 in a row. They're getting healthy. I know Trey Henderson is hurt, but Trey Henderson comes back. I say without Von Miller, I trust them as a team as far as offense and defense, because I would have took the Bills, but without Hyde, you have to say the better safety duel, and that's what you have to have if you're going to try and slow down a guy like Kelsey. You got to have interchangeable safeties, and they have that in Von Bell and Bates. So then you go and say, okay, can you get to the run? And with DJ Reader, he's been, before DJ Reader got hurt, he was the best defensive tackle, run stop and defensive tackle in the game. And then you got Joe Burrow, who weapons would you take? I'd rather take, out of all the teams that's here, I'd rather take the weapons of Burrow over any weapons, including Mahomes, including Tyreek and Waddle, because I think Chase is just as good as Tyreek. But then they T. Higgins is playing out of his mind. But then they still hit you with Hayden Hurst, which the other duo don't have a Hayden Hurst. And then you look at Tyler Boyd. So like you look at it and go through their team, like yo, they're stacked everywhere because they got a cheap quarterback.
888 say thanks again, Murph. 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. All right, we continue with your calls. Again, the buffet's open in the world of sports. If things you want to talk about, we'll talk about it with you. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Oh, baby, you.
You know this video? Did I tell you that? This video was...
You was there?
At Post, CW Post.
What? Were you there?
I think it was right... It was before me. I was in high school.
Were you spraying juice on his...
Why?
No, because he had the...
Phrasing?
He had the George Washington wig on, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like the little Beethoven?
Yeah. No, I know the video, but I was still in high school at the time. I wasn't at Post yet.
She was down, though.
Did this, though.
Back then, you know, all the young high school kids was always around hip-hop, so they was, yeah. It was like intertwined from college. Remember when Russell and Run DMC used to come from college?
I still had my hip-hop starter kit, though.
Gotcha.
Like, that was still in my hip-hop starter
kit.
Did you
walk around with a cardboard box so you can break dance if you got battled? Because that was the thing. Like, you ain't get jumped.
That was the fight? We would dance fighting?
Throw at your crew. Beat Street, the king of the beat.
Yeah, that's what it was back then.
Smack you with a bandana.
No, I did not. I did not dance fight.
What was your name? Crazy Legs?
No. I cannot reveal my stage name because anybody will Google it and they'll see embarrassing pictures. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 100Progressive and Progressive.com. You want to keep talking to the peoples?
I love the peoples!
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Rob's in Michigan. What's up, Rob?
What up, doe?
What up, doe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yo. Matatos.
Hey, I've been trying to get on for a long time, but I just haven't had the time to wait. But being a mail carrier this time of year does kind of suck.
I bet.
No, listen, not all heroes wear capes, man.
You guys put in the work.
Some wear satchels. We appreciate you, bro.
We put in the work.
Yeah.
We put in the work.
Do you have like a
49 hours so far this week?
Wow. Do you have like a step counter? Like, do you have like a Fitbit or something so you can count your steps in a day?
No, I'm actually a rural carrier, so I drive mostly at the rural, outskirts of town.
That's still a lot of driving. That's That's a lot of
driving.
Preparation H.
So just so you know, I have an Amazon business, and I don't hate you.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was going to say, we don't have really competition with like your FedEx, your UPS.
Okay.
But Amazon drives us crazy because they send us so much of their stuff to deliver for them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they'll send the stuff in the same neighborhood that we're already delivering in.
Like, hey, since you're going that way.
Hey, Rob, you're going that way, right? Can you take this over there?
We got 200 packages we need you to go,
take,
man.
Take this to Bart's house. That's two blocks off of where you're going. It'll take you a minute. Thank you. Then they walk away.
That's about it.
It's all in the apartment complex, too. Walk up them steps. Enjoy them steps.
Right. It's two flights up. It's all right, though. You sit in the truck all day.
Hey, listen, that's because the Amazon with their DSP program, they only got 1,000 people, so they don't have like it. Listen, it's different from you guys. You guys go through extensive background checks. You just hire whoever you can hire for Amazon, and you hope that they show the hell up.
Yeah, will they come to work today? Rob, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for the call. Let's see. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
It's Baltimore.
Baltimore?
You don't pronounce the A. It's not Baltimore. It's Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Go get your hot dog.
Uh oh.
You doing? Sleep?
How we doing, Mike?
Mike!
Oh.
Mike! Mike sleeps, huh?
Yeah, I think he is.
Mike!
No, don't wake him up.
He's snoring right now.
Let's let him sleep. We'll go to New York and talk to Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What up?
All right, so you guys have talked about Geno Smith before. So I'm a diehard Jets fan. Loving Bart was playing for us. Those are the good old days.
Can't wait.
And when I had experience of watching Geno firsthand in person. I think it was a Denver game. He threw two or three picks, I think, in consecutive drives. Clearly, he does look like a different player now, but I would draw the comparison to Matt Castle. When Matt Castle played for the Patriots, he had a great year under Belichick when Brady got hurt.
Yep.
And then he got a huge contract from the Chiefs, and then he was nothing more than a backup the rest of his career. So for the Seahawks, maybe take a conservative approach is not a bad idea.
No, see, but the difference is, he's having success for the same team that would sign him. We're not talking about another team. Matt Castle left.
Yeah.
So the conditions won't be the same. So he's starting over anew. He's been in this program, in this system, for maybe like three years now.
Yeah.
So what you see, I believe, is what you're going to get out of him, the consistency, because he's feel comfortable. They know what he can do well. He knows what's expected of him. He doesn't try and do any more than that.
Yeah, they already know what they have in him. And I think you could still draft a quarterback.
And
say, all right, we don't have to rush this kid because we got a guy that's capable of being a starter. And if Geno
and
just
be happy for
turns back into a pumpkin, all right, well, now we go to our young guy. I mean, that probably is the best way to do it.
Exactly.
Darnell's in Virginia. Darnell.
Hey, what's going on?
How we doing?
All right, so I tried to call you guys like the last time when Bart and you were talking about y'all were talking about Giannis and Mbappe at the same time, and it was the perfect time for this conversation.
Mbappe?
Because
Mbappe.
The only reason. Yeah, and Mbappe.
Right.
So I got a brief little story. I proposed to my fiance, now my wife, out in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in this hotel. I don't remember what hotel it was. Basically, like a Quality Inn. Don't play me. But so I was down at the breakfast section, right? And I was getting the food. And, you know, my wife, well, now my wife, she said, you know, go get me some bacon and eggs, you know, trying to load the plate up. And I'm doing that. And the line's all packed and everything. So as I'm getting the food, about to turn around, is this guy, I don't know how to describe him. He looks like Nick Wright that works at 7-Eleven. I don't know. But and I turn around, this guy has his finger pointed towards my nose bar. I thought he was trying to give me booger sugar. I don't know. So this guy is like, Mbappe? And I'm like, look, my wife is looking at me like, yo, what's going on? And I was like, and I was like, yo, homie, what did you just call him? I didn't know who he was.
You're like throwing hands. Like, oh, I'm from Atlanta, hands.
He's like, I was about to put the bacon and eggs down, man. So I was like, he's like, no. Mbappe, he's like, he's PSG. I said, I don't know what that is. He's like, oh, he's a famous soccer player. He's like, you know, all the ladies love him.
Ah.
Like, you think Mbappe, you think this dude is at a Quality Inn eating bacon and eggs?
Hey,
so, like, everywhere that I go.
No, what's the first thing you did?
I love that.
What's the first thing did you do? Did you go Google and make sure to see if the guy was calling you cute or not?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, you know, I had that. I was like, yo, you know, yo, hey, you know, type face, you know.
I'll take that.
I look at that salary, I'm like, yo.
But now you let your wife know.
Hey,
like,
babe, you know, I get that a lot. I got that Mbappe energy, baby. Mbappe.
It's like this scene in Coming to America. They're coming up to him. Oh, my goodness.
It is you.
You should have played that up, too. Like, yeah, yeah, what's up, yo?
Yeah, I'm Mbappe. Yeah. Hey, go to the front line. Give me some old damn bacon.
Darnell, thanks for the story.
Right. Mbappe.
The people are not going to believe this.
Who's in the championship, Lacto? Mbappe.
He is.
Who's going to win two in a row? Mbappe.
I really hope so. So
who is he going to send home? Messi.
No, it's not Messi.
No. You added a syllable. Unnecessarily added.
Messi.
No, you unnecessarily added a syllable.
Mbappe. So if he beats Messi.
You don't really say the M.
Does that mean that he's not
right?
The champ?
He's
not the best?
M.
No.
Mbappe. It's not M.
It's Mbappe.
Mbappe. Mbappe.
I don't say.
Mbappe.
I don't say Jose.
Huh?
I say Jose. It depends. Origin of word means something. Ain't nobody tell me the origin word. I don't know if it's a silent H, a J that sounds like. Lacto, why do y'all J sound like an H?
Y'all.
Yeah. Y'all, like, y'all. As if I make the rules? I don't know. I just go with the flow.
Why don't you just write an H?
You know what's funny? I'm a junior. They obviously call me junior. It's not junior. It's junior. I don't understand it. Yeah. I don't get it.
Junior,
I think
it should be junior, right? I'm calling you junior.
I hope you really don't. I really hope you don't.
I'm confused.
Listen here, credit card machine.
You're confused.
Debit or credit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nice service fee, $9. Right here on the back of the neck.
We got lots of calls to finish up with, and the final results are in. Which songs will be in the championship round of the Bart and Han Christmas Song Bracket Challenge?
You forgot?
Spectacular. Presented by no one. Coming up next, it's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Tang.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bart and Han.
Will y'all wait for us?
One more day.
Would you take the app and still wait for us?
Please. That time on the... Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Dang. Radio. All right, so we have the results of the semifinals of the Bart and Han Christmas Song Bracket Challenge Extravaganza presented by... Nope, still not. Maybe tomorrow. Presented by no one. So, the winners are Mariah Carey. Beats Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. It was close, 56.5, believe it or not. That's actually closer than I thought it would be.
Degree of dip because you're getting close.
Right, all right. And Mariah Carey will take on the king, Nat King Cole, the Christmas song, beating Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms, 57%, so still not a blowout, but we had well over 1,000 votes on both of these combined.
Good matchups.
So tomorrow, the championship between Mariah Carey, Nat King Cole, we'll see which song wins the bracket challenge. Will it go chalk? Will the number one song actually win? We'll see. And you never know. It could always be like out of nowhere, a contender decides to just show up and crash the party and say, wait, you forgot about me.
Off the top rope.
You know what I mean? You never know.
So object.
Anything can happen in tomorrow's show. And by the way, we're making that clear. Literally tomorrow, warning you ahead of time, Stosh and others, anything could happen tomorrow on our show.
Effing Fridays.
That's why you must listen, because it'll be our last show on the network.
We're going to have like Seinfeld, all our greatest guests.
We should do that.
Come on and say goodbye.
Everybody all at once. How many of our guests can we fit in the studio?
Tracy
Canty.
We had Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, we did.
Isaiah Thomas.
We did. Like we'll do like a best of.
We had Woody. Your boy.
Yeah. Mike Woodson.
Yeah, Mike Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Ryan.
Right. We had Deion Sanders.
Yeah,
Coach Prime.
Prime.
Let's get Coach Prime in here.
Chuck D.
Yep, Chuck D can certainly come through.
Who else?
I don't know.
I'll put in a call for Mbappe.
Mbappe. He's busy beating Messi.
No extra syllable.
Dom Smith.
He, you know, we got to get him to come through.
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
You know, I mean, Key and Jay, maybe we can play another 2-on-2 quickly.
Smoke.
You know, get that happening. So it'll be fun. We shall see. In the meantime, let's grab some calls before we call it a day today. Let's go to Maui.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where dolphins be at?
I don't know.
Play a fish?
But I love the sound of going to Maui right now. And let's talk to Don. Don, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We've got dolphins out here.
Ah,
better than the ones from Miami.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that.
Mic drop.
I'm wearing a Jets Santa hat. It's 82 degrees.
Oh, man. I hope you get sunburned. I'm jealous.
I love it.
Hey, I just wanted to say goodbye. Thanks for the East Coast bias. You know what we got out here?
Absolutely.
West Coast bias.
Yeah, Pacific haters.
West Coast bias. You don't want that.
I'm from Muhammad Ali.
No, it's horrible. We have no pro teams, and most of the people that move out here come from the West Coast. Come from California, Oregon, yeah. Washington.
So you're dealing with that.
And you,
I can't tell
that.
You how many times I got to let Russ cook. Should LeBron retire? Kershaw got another year in him. Oh, man. Morning drive time kings is what you are out here. You come on at 6 in the morning during the summer and 7 in the morning during the winter.
With the kings.
I love it.
I tell you what, Russ burnt toast and water this year. That's how bad he got.
So, anyway, I guess tomorrow's the last day, huh?
Yeah, it is. But, Don, you'll be able to hear us on the app. We'll still be available there.
Right.
We're going to put on all the socials where you can find us because we're still on. As a show, we still remain. It'll just be on in the biggest market. We'll be on in New York City and the surrounding areas in New York that'll pick us up as affiliates. But for the most part, on the network side of things, especially, again, where you listen to us, wherever you are, we won't be there. We won't be on Sirius XM. But again, there's always ways to find us, and we'll make sure on our social media channels that we'll put it out there so everybody can find us January 3rd when we resume again. So, Don, we loved hearing from everybody all around the country, especially, again, from Maui. We loved hearing from you when you have called in. So we greatly appreciate that. And as we said, we're not going anywhere. If you want to find us, we'll help you find us. So, I mean, I just love the outpouring that we're getting now. It's good to know. You know, we're seeing it on Twitter, and we'll spend tomorrow having fun with it. I think tomorrow's a heavy call day, Bart, right? You would think?
Yeah.
You know?
It's Football Friday, baby.
Talk to the peoples.
Ain't nothing like that.
Yeah, no, Football Friday is the best kind of day, too.
Got that look in your eye, killer.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fist on the line.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like that.
Like, these are the tweets we're getting. Alex, I used to listen to the show, but I didn't know who you were. Man, I have so much fun listening to the show. And he said, God bless you guys.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, I'ma miss y'all.
See, when you just love the allergies, content, you don't even got to know who he is.
I've always wondered. It's like the content thing is such a big deal.
Yeah,
like you know, like you heard Don saying it, that the New York bias stuff, talk too much New York stuff. I guess once in a while, right? We talked everything. We also just tried to have fun. Which is generally what you're supposed to do when you're doing sports talk radio, any kind of radio. You want to entertain people, keep people listening, inform, entertain, right? Enlighten, whatever it is that you can do. And that's always what we've tried to do. And we've got one more day to do it. And we certainly will try to have fun doing it. But we have a game tonight, though, as week 15 is underway, Bart. What are you feeling about tonight's game, Seahawks and the Niners?
Let's see. Brock Purdy is
really watching him.
But it doesn't mean that he's healthy. But remember when Josh Johnson came in for the Jets against Indianapolis last year, he put up 300 yards on the fly. And he's a professional, and this is a quarterback-friendly type of system. So I just think that maybe, you know, San Francisco's a better team, but this is on the road in the 12th man. Let's see if Seattle can step up.
All right, one more day with us tomorrow. We'll see everybody.
What more do you want from me?
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.